Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. When I first read the headline of the article in Smithsonian Magazine, the headline said, "The nation's corn belt has lost a third of its topsoil," I did not find it particularly alarming. Given the rate of loss I documented in Brace for Impact 12 years ago, I thought we'd be much worse off than that by now. If, say, the average topsoil cover is 6 inches and we still have 4 inches left, we're not doing so badly. But that's not what this new study meant to say at all, it turns out. Using satellite technology, it examined the soil breadbasket, the corn belt, the once rich farmland that stretches from Ohio to Nebraska and produces 75% of the corn grown in this country, in unprecedented detail. It concluded not that the region had lost a third of the depth of its topsoil, but rather that 35% of the land area of the region had lost all of its topsoil and was barren. Just another holy shit moment among the way too many we've experienced in recent years. Industrial agriculture is one of the most destructive of all human practices. It refuses to treat topsoil as a precious living organism, and instead treats it like dirt, plowing it, drenching it with toxic chemicals, never letting it rest. The result is dead dirt, blowing in the wind, washing out to sea, incapable of nurturing a plant. I once had a wheat farmer tell me that if he did not inject anhydrous ammonia into the ground before he seeded it, the seeds would never germinate, just lie there and rot. Using a plow to improve the productivity of the land is like using a guillotine to treat a headache. It works, but at great cost. Skinning the protective vegetation from the living organism has much the same effect as skinning a live animal. It severs millions of microscopic capillaries among roots, fungi, and microbes that, when undisturbed, transfer water, nutrients, and even information horizontally among surface plants and vertically between the surface and bedrock. The farmer gazes on his freshly plowed field with satisfaction because it's now going to be easy to insert the seeds he wants to grow. Typically, he is unaware that, exposed to sun and wind and water, the soil is drying out. Its living inhabitants are dying by the millions, and increasingly it is being washed away by battering raindrops and blown away by swirling winds. His remedy is to apply synthetic fertilizer or manure, thinking that this is a practice that heals the earth. It doesn't. It provides nutrients to the glowing plants, albeit not nearly as many as they need to be healthy. The spurious science that says all a plant needs is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium is equivalent to feeding a human being only meat and potatoes. Life is a good deal more complicated than that. Moreover, farmers always apply far more fertilizer than the plants can possibly take up, on the time-honored theory that if a little is good, a lot is great. For decades, the excess nutrients have been washing off the fields, along with the topsoil, to overstimulate algae growth in streams, lakes, rivers, and off the mouths of all the estuaries of the world. The resulting dead zone at the mouth of the Mississippi, for example, is the size of Rhode Island. Soil scientists, environmentalists, and government agencies have known all this for many decades now. Myriad government programs and public relations campaigns have been launched promoting no-till agriculture, low-impact agriculture, stream protection, watershed management, regenerative agriculture, you name it. Yet according to the Smithsonian article, the great majority of farmers in the Corn Belt practice traditional agriculture. Plow, drench, seed, spray, 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 harvest, repeat. Until it's all gone. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.